Everything's fine. It's episode 476 with plugins for stock picking, stopping hackers, cleaning and caching, notices, before and after, restricting users, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top, don't forget, you can find all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And this show has a great appreciation for the No Agenda Show for their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
This is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back to the show. This is episode 35 of 51 episodes for 2020. It's episode 476, and it seems that the Western U.S., and in particular Californication, has turned orange since the Brewery Overlook is facing south. And this morning, as the sun was coming up, I noticed there was this great big orange glow in the sky. It seems the whole west coast of U.S. has turned orange, so I guess Orange Man's no longer bad. At any rate, after all, we're only 20 miles from the U.S., and I guess all the west has gone full Orange Man. Well, maybe it's Orange Man bad. Now is a good time to find yourself an oasis like the one at the Rogue's Tavern, someplace where you can check out from the world and unplug. We are now 36 weeks into 2020 and 25 weeks of the Rona. Masks have become all the rage. Now be sure you keep one stuffed in your back pocket ready to go. Just think, you can always use it for toilet paper if you get desperate. School is starting up, and here today, my kids went off to school. I couldn't be more excited to get them back off there, send them little human resources back to the programming central area, you know, the learning pods, to find out how that particular world is doing. The new narrative, though, might be breaking down a little bit due to some bad code that seems to have been inserted into it. It seems something is slipping in the matrix and people are waking up. This is really a bizarre time. It is time, though, to get prepared. The new programming was close to completion, but something seems to have slipped in the last week, and the M5M is finding it harder to keep the population scared. But have no fear. WP Plugins is here to lift your soul. What you can do to help lift your soul? Well, start out by minimizing or eliminating your M5M exposure and maybe even cut out that face crack page, which I've been working to do. Work on your own little part of the world and make it a little better place to be. Inspire others around you to do the same. Don't worry about the things you can't control. There's nothing you can do about them anyway. Stop accepting and doing the things that are not in your best interest. Work in your best interest while at the same time respecting and helping others. You will find the rewards will follow. Okay, well, let's dive right into what we got.
What you gonna do if it's tough on that?
iPhone, schmiphone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Oh, absolutely. We have some tech news today. All right, so starting off, the first article I've got for you here today is an article from the Tavern, and it is one warning plugin authors about they should avoid confusing users when naming blocks. And this is due to all the number of blocks that are being created, the number of stuff that's being done out there. There's a set of blocks out there that was rebranded to Genesis blocks. It removed what was called AB blocks, AB branding. It's a really good article. If you're a developer creating blocks, you'll want to read this and sort of take note of what's going on so that when you're creating blocks, you kind of brand them with something you don't have to rebrand later, thereby confusing your users of your product that you're producing. This kind of goes in line with how plugins were once upon a time, going back, oh, 8-9 years ago now, where there were many plugins named Calendar and other stuff, and nobody had any creativity in their minds. That's all since changed, and I imagine that's changing in the block category area also.
I felt bad for the guy who was being written about in this article, because apparently he had been using the AB.
Yeah.
Excuse me. He'd been using the AB for his whole site, and then he deleted that because he didn't need it anymore, and his site became a hell of a mess.
Yeah, see, there's the problem. Problem with that right away. All right, the next one I've got here for you is more power into the hands of the WordPress support forum users. And this one here sounds like it could be pretty decent. And what it's going to allow is WordPress users who can use the forums, me not included. After all, I've been banned from the WordPress forums. You want to find out about that? Just go search in WP Plugins for the whole sordid story of why I'm no longer allowed there. It's really quite entertaining. At any rate, what it's going to allow is those that do use them, it's going to give them a longer time frame for editing their posts. And this may or may not come to pass, but it is something to consider. And by giving them that, occasionally when you create a post, you accidentally put information in there that shouldn't be there. And they had a very short time span for you to edit your post. Now they're going to expand that, or they're hoping to expand that out to give more power to the users to go in and clean up things before they get locked into place to where they have to contact the administrators and ask them to edit the post for them. Good article, something to read.
I can see both sides of that, where you wouldn't really want to do that, because for the really long threads, it can be really confusing if people are going in editing their posts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can also see the bonus side to it of, oh, I accidentally put out my birthday. Let's not do that.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, they're not expanding it to infinity. They're just expanding it from like the 15 minutes to just an hour or two, giving people a little more time to manage things.
Oh, I thought that when I read it, I thought it was saying that the time is an hour and they were trying to expand it to a lot longer. I don't think they actually defined how long.
Oh, I thought I sworn I saw it said 15 minutes and then expanding to an hour. Okay, well.
We'll go with what you read.
We both read different articles. Cool. Okay, the next one here. This one here is the state of themes and plugins for WordPress.org in 2020. This is an article, I only skimmed through it. But it's an article that gives you an idea on the number of themes in there, the number of theme authors, number of plugins that are in the WordPress repository, number of plugin authors, and the active plugin installations. It's basically full of stats about all that's happening with plugins and themes out there in the WordPress repository. And that number, is that right? Only 39,000? That means they've dropped a hell of a lot of plugins from the repository. There was over 50, 60,000 in the repository.
I think what he did to get that number is he got rid of the ones that hadn't been updated in the last 5 years.
Ah, okay. That explains that. Okay. All right. Well, it's an interesting article. If you're a big stats person, this is something to go check out. Lots and lots of stats in there. The final one I've got here for you is the WordPress Vulnerability Roundup. This one here, you should subscribe to this over at iThemes. It is very useful. I do remember from time to time to bring this in, but it's good to see this come in from time to time so you can check to see if you've got any plugins that have been impacted and haven't been updated. This reminds you of what plugins have been, had issues, security issues, hacks or whatever, and they tell you if the vulnerabilities have been patched and what version you should be updated to. Or in the case of if you're happen to be using a plugin called WP Smart CRM and Invoices free version, you need to remove it from your site until they submit a security fix release for it. And that's as of this morning with it. So something to check out. There's a few plugins in here that have not been fixed. There's a few that have been fixed, but it's always good to skim through this list to see what's there.
Something I wanted to mention, it's not really news, but kind of links up, is I've had some problems finding plugins that actually work with the updated version. Like, there's plugins that I've been looking at that it seems like they should work. They've been updated recently, but they just aren't working.
What do you mean, update? Latest version of WordPress 5.5?
Yeah.
Okay. That can happen considering how much code they changed and dropped in 5.5.
Yeah.
There was something else they did in there. Oh, they dropped out. What happens, there's another plugin you need to add, a backwards compatibility plugin, for those plugins to work. And I'm trying to remember what it is. It's a Java query or Java. It goes after some Java files that are out there on the internet for backwards compatibility. WordPress used to have that stuff contained in the core files, but they dropped it out.
Okay.
Check out BlogAge. She did a really great article about this.
All right. Thank you.
All right. This is the section here where we like to acknowledge our show producers. You can start out first off by...
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send cash. This show is a value for value model. It does not work without you, the producers. And we would like you to please give some value back. If you find this show useful in any way, maybe it saves you 5 minutes. Maybe it points you to just that right plugin that saved you hours of research time and testing. Think about, what was that time worth to you? Was it worth $10, $20, $50, $100? Kick that back to us. You know, help us out here in the show. We really are doing this as a value for value show. We don't have any sponsors on the show. I've thought about taking them. I've tried to take them a few times, but it never seems to work out. The only sponsor is myself, and that really isn't a sponsor. That's just me promoting my own products. At any rate, you can start out by getting some value. Get out there, subscribe to the newsletter, tell other folks, other folks about that. Tell them out, get them out, round them up, bring them in, rope them up, and then belly up to the bar and spread the word about WP Plugins A to Z. You can also catch us live every Thursday at noon Pacific time on our YouTube channel. And I do like to acknowledge the producers who have supported the show in various ways over the last week. This week here, we start out by talking about the artwork. The artwork this week comes again from Angel Lemieux, and it's a really cool piece of art. This is a volcano exploding. I'm not sure which volcano it is. Judging from the palm trees, I would say an island somewhere.
It's really cool looking. But it is really cool,
and I like what he did with this one in particular. He took our logo and the little guy with the microphone face, he slapped a gas mask over the top of him, which is really kind of cool. And I'd love to see more of this kind of stuff done with our logo and artwork. So thanks a lot, Angel. I greatly appreciate it. And anyone who would like to submit their artwork, they can go submit it at wpplugins.com/art for art generator. And I look forward to seeing more submissions. And we also want to talk about executive producers. This is a section here where anyone who donates $50 or more gets a note read out and a massive thank you for supporting the show. Unfortunately, this week we don't have anyone, but a big thank you to those who've come in under that $50 mark. You know who you are. Thank you very much. They stay anonymous for various reasons. And a big thank you to those who have hired me after listening to the show, and that is as good as supporting the show, so thank you very much for that. So what you can do, you can get out there and donate to the show. Go to wppluginsaz.com/donate to send money to the show. You can submit artwork over at the Art Generator. Link is in the show notes. Submit articles, news, and information through our contact form or direct submit to me, john@wppro.ca. Anything you think is important for other people to hear. And if you're a user of Patreon, we still have Patreon running, so you can go over there and create a Patreon donation if you like. Okay, this is where we move on and get into the part that everyone comes here for on the show. Time for the meat and potatoes. Okay, first off, Classic Press options. I do have one item for Classic Press this week. It's a plugin here. It's called Open Lightspeed for Classic Press. And this is a plugin to help speed up your website load. And I haven't used it on the couple of Classic Press sites I run, but I thought I would bring it to everyone's attention as a Classic Press specific plugin to help cache and speed up your website. So go check this one out. It's pretty cool. is called Open Lightspeed for Classic Press. Okay, and what else do we got? We don't have very much else for Classic Press this week, just the usual stuff, the Classic Press Club, the links to the forums, and the links to the plugins built specifically for Classic Press. Well, let's move into the WordPress side of things. And what do I got for you this week on WordPress plugins? Okay, first one I've got for you here is called Before After Image Slider. This is a brand new plugin out there. And it's one of those cool plugins where you can upload two different images and it creates a little slider bar that allows you to slide back and forth between the images. I mean, the coolest thing I've seen this used for is somebody who does photography here in Victoria. Something I thought about when I was doing my photography is try to take a photo of a area of Victoria that existed 100 years ago and then overlay those two photos and have you slide back and forth to see how that area has changed. And there's a really cool website that does that here for Victoria, but it's often used in those areas there, and it's a really cool thing. Really great plugin, seems to work great. The one flaw I found with it, and it may happen as this plugin evolves, is that you can only do one photo. In other words, two images or one overlaid photo. You can't do multiples of it yet. And it does seem to work very well. But other than that, a really great plugin. Go check it out. It's called Before After Image Slider AMP, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
And the first one I got is Restrict User Access. This plugin restricts anonymous users from accessing your choice of pages or posts. Excuse me. Say that there's like a group personal thread or things on your site that you just don't want people to see unless they're willing to log in for one reason or another, then this is the kind of plugin you need. It gives you the option to choose what pages, posts, or anything on your site that you want to restrict. You can plug in as many of these pages or posts as you want, and you can restrict to logged in, administrator only, not logged in only, editor only, author only, you get the idea. Now, this plugin doesn't have an upgrade, but it does have add-ons, and the add-ons seem pretty decent, although each one costs $29. The add-ons are really just more categories that you can restrict, so you can definitely go without it. It works on its own just as is, completely free as is, doesn't have a real upgrade. If restriction is something you absolutely need, then this is a good one for you to grab up. I rate it 5. 5 dragons.
All right. Well, it does sound like a pretty cool plugin. Go check that one out. Okay, next up I have for you is called Stock Charts by Public.com. And while I've tested out a few of these in the past, this one here in particular seemed to work quite well in that while initially you look at it and you set it up and it asks for an API key and et cetera, but then when I was reading it, it says, well, all you got to do is go to a post. You get a little button in your editor that adds a stock chart. You click the button, type in the stock you're looking for, and then hit enter, and it just places that stock chart on your poster page. Really cool plugin. It works quite well. Aside from some of the setup with it and the fact that they want you to go sign up for it, I thought it was a great way for you to get out there. And if you're interested in stocks or you talk about them from time to time, maybe you want to throw a stock chart in that is provided by Stock Charts by Public.com. Really cool plugin. Go check it out. I give this one a 4 dragon rating.
That sounds pretty cool. The next one I have is WP Optimized Clean Compress and Cache. This is a plugin designed to make your site faster and more efficient. It actually seems to work all right. The site I tested it on, there's not much on, it's a sandbox site, but it actually did make it a little faster. I like the settings on this plugin. They're very easy to customize, lots of options, very straightforward. It even gives you the option to do a page cache immediately, and you can turn it off whenever you want. Once you turn it on, though, it stays on until you turn it off. It does have an upgrade, but actually gives you everything you need in the free version to get you going. So you won't really find yourself missing anything too much unless you want more advanced options, more advanced capabilities. It works pretty well, it seems. It's easy to personalize. You can set it up to work autonomously at any time of your choosing. So you can just set it up and it'll go at 1 or 2 a.m. if that's what works for you, for it to do its thing. And it gives you all the basics you need to get started. But it does have an upgrade, so I rate it at 4 dragons.
Alrighty, well, go check it out. And it comes from Team Updraft, so it's an updraft plugin, which they produce pretty decent plugins for the most part. But of course, they always want to upsell you. Okay, the next one I've got here for you is called Simple Login Limit and Protect. And what this one here is, it's a way to help protect your login on your website, keep the spammers away, doesn't keep them away, but it helps bat them away, you know, keep them away for a little while and then they can come back. But what it does in particular is it sets up, and when a failed login attempt happens after whatever number you set, it locks it and no more attempts can be made on the site. Now, the one nice feature about this is that they have is if one of your users messes up and needs to get in, they can hit the reset the password, and instead of being locked out for X amount of time, they can reset the password and then reattempt at that point in time. It has a maximum time frame of a lockout for 24 hours on it, but all in all, not a bad looking plugin, very simple to set up, and allows you to put some basic preventative measures against your website to help smack the spammers away. Go check this one out. It is another plugin that's brand new. It's fresh out the box. It's only been out about 2 weeks. I'd say go check it out. I give this one, Simple Login, Limit, and Protect, I give it a 4 dragon rating.
Sounds like it could be useful.
Oh, absolutely. Anything to help bat the spammers away is useful.
Question, does this say how long it takes for the user to re-log in?
It sends up a warning window that says you failed to log in, you've been locked out for 5 minutes, 10, whatever time frame you set.
I mean, after they reset their password.
They can try and log in again immediately.
Oh, cool. See, that I like. I've had lots of times where I've forgotten my password, reset the password, and then I have to wait for 24 hours. Mm. That's always driven me nuts.
Yeah.
All right, so last one I got, I really like this one. It's Admin Notices Manager. This is a neat plugin. It moves all of your admin notices into its own little page, which you access on a tab at the top, over on the right, next to your profile picture. I don't think WordPress really wants you to find this, though, because I had to search through 3 pages before I was able to find it on the plugin page. I spelled it correctly, caps and all, yet it was still well hidden. So unless perhaps this is something that happens often and I've just never come across it before, I don't know.
It's WordPress's typical search function.
But it was perfectly imitating.
Oh, I know. I've done that, put the exact title in there. Sometimes I have to search by the plugin author name just to find a plugin.
Okay, so it is kind of something that's more regular than I thought. I just haven't come across
it. It could be because this plugin is brand new. It's only 2 weeks old, too.
Could be that. Well, for this plugin, there's no settings or anything, but you don't really need them. It just, you plug it in, activate it, and you get a little tab. The first notice that you get once you activate is a notice saying you have activated the plugin. And all the notices you get from that point on end up in your little tab, and you don't get a pop-up or anything like that. The little number on the tab, it's a little red number, it just changes with however many notices pop up.
I'll have to try this one if it's an actual admin notices manager that works.
It's really awesome, and it's totally free, no upgrade. I rate this at 5.
Oh, absolutely. All right, well, this show currently brought to you by...
Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high-quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down.
absolutely nothing but quality hosting, but I do have a limited number of accounts left, and they are ticking away very rapidly. So if you're looking for quality hosting, you better grab the accounts while they are available, because there won't be any more. I've reached the maximum number of servers I'm going to have online. All right, this show here, we do have contests available from time to time. We currently do not have a contest available. We are working to get that all set up and organized again. It takes us a little while between contests. But as we mentioned before, and I won't do it at the end of the show, I'll do it now. I'm looking for someone out there, one of you producers out there, to help us with this particular aspect of the show. And that way our contest would be more consistent, because there's only a couple of us here. You know, there's me, there's Amber, there's my office manager, you know, my marketing manager. And that's really all this group is. And we don't have time to do it all. We've got to make money, earn a living, and pay the bills and keep a roof over our head. So what we need is someone to help us out and contact the developers who have premium plugins and ask for those licenses, help get those keys, keep it organized, build the contest, help with the promotion of it, all of that sort of thing. So if you're listening and would like to help this show in that particular way, please reach out to me at john@wppro.ca and I will get you organized to set up with that. Okay, and that's really all we got there. So closing out this episode, the plugins we covered were, I covered up before, after image slider amp, which I gave a 4 to. The stock charts by public.com, which I gave a 4 to. And the simple login limit and protect, which I gave a 4 to.
Hang on, that my ratings aren't.
No, they're not there. You'll just have to remember them.
I don't remember them. I have to go back and look.
Well, then scroll back up and down and look.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, that's the hassle.
So I covered restrict user access. I gave it a 5. And WP optimize, clean, compress, and cache. I gave that a 4. And admin notices manager. I gave that a 5 also.
Absolutely. All right. And a couple of quick reminders, there is no meetup planned at the moment, but you can keep tabs of that at wppluginsaz.com/meetup. I just haven't had time to get it fully organized. My life has been overly full the last few months. And I've started doing a few crazy things, such as canning, to really think I had no time on my hands. So you can follow more about me and my crazy journey over at theroguestavern.com, where you can see what I'm up to, crazy adventures, and there's going to be more interesting stuff coming soon. I just have to make the time to edit my bloody videos that have been piling up. All right, and that's really all we got for you today. And, well, I guess it's time now to have ourselves a tequila shot and enjoy this and let my girl take us on out of here. So off we go.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsaz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsaz. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.